Yeah, I know I'm live. I was taking a look at some information I just got. Welcome to Hagman. It's Wednesday, August 27th, 2025. A little slow in the uptake, as you can see there, right? No, I just got some information, and the information has to do with the shooting today. Excuse me while I adjust my seating position here for the camera. Take a close look. Folks, for those who don't know, we obviously had a spree shooting at a Christian school today by a transvestite or trans, what do they call them now? I mean, what are they? Mentally ill person. Trans, whatever. He still, I think he still has his male parts, doesn't he? I mean, I don't know. No? I mean, look, I don't know, but there's something more important. And the information I was looking at was something we mentioned off air before the show, as a possibility, but now more of a probability, because when you look at this YouTube manifesto that, of course, is gone, but it's downloaded other places you can find, look closely at some of the symbols on the magazines and elsewhere. And what you'll find are, and I want to be correct on this because, or linguistically correct, accurate, whatever, and precise. There are some symbols that go back to some of the offshoot programs of Project Monarch. Okay. Now you might think, well, what? That's been gone forever. No, it hasn't. It's been refined and evolved and such. There is this systematic mind control that exists today, and it exists within various fields, whether it's the medical field. Yes. Also, the psychiatric field, especially, as well as training of alternates at a later age. Now, I'm not going to get into MK Ultra at all because we have a great show lined up for you, but or more than this. But what I'd like everyone to do, and rather than take a look at this and say, "Well, it's another tranny." Or another, because I see this all the time on social media, another transgender, tranny, trans activist shooting. And it's mental illness. Well, yes, but it's in certain cases, I do believe it's a programmed mental illness, or it could be looking at the totality of the shootings. When you take a chart of the school shooters or mass shooters over the last, I'm going to say decade and a half, you'll find that almost everyone has a level of mental illness related to their sexuality. And in a lot of those cases, not everyone, and a lot, I don't want to make generalized statements, but I would say there's a percentage that have evidence of a mind control, bear with me on this now, a mind control victims, I guess that's what they would be called, victims of mind control, not trauma based at an early age, but trained at a later age. And this can be found, for example, on some of the symbols. If you look at some of the magazines that were shown in the whatever it was, the video testimony of this individual. There were, and I'm not going to point them out because I want to look a little bit further. I want to make some comparisons, but I want to go back and identify to see if I can see if I can identify the but again, I want to be careful with what I say, locations and the type of training, because there are different types of training. Remember, the initial objectives of MK Ultra, discover a means of conditioning people to prevent unauthorized extraction of information from them by known means. In other words, you know, to keep someone from spilling information they know. Investigate the possibility of control of an individual by application of special interrogation techniques. That was another early on objective. Investigate memory enhancement and establish defensive means for preventing hostile control of agency personnel. Anyway, that was done by the CIA. That was a limited target of the CIA in those four items. But in 1951, Project Bluebird, renamed to Artichoke, evaluated offensive uses of things like interrogation techniques, including hypnosis and drugs. Ultimately, when this evolved, it became more of a Manchurian candidate scenario. Of course, we had the Chinese and the Korean War. And if you've seen the Manchurian candidate, the original, I might add, you'll understand what was being attempted. But take it even further to the present, and you can find various things taking place, various avenues to control human behavior, and everything from radiation to electric shock to psychology, psychiatry, sociology, anthropology, graphology, that's a big one, harassment, substances, ingesting of substances as well, paramilitary devices being used, as well as materials such as LSD and other drugs. Scopolamine is another drug. There are certain drugs they give you for anesthetics that are used in combination with other drugs at different levels of dosage that can make you suggestible and can actually rewire your brain. So I said all of that to say this. This is when you start looking at the pattern that has emerged, with today being perhaps one of the most in your face, if I'm correct with respect to the symbology, then we need to take a look back at every other one. And certainly this would also suggest why manifestos weren't released, all of the information wasn't released. So look at this at more of an investigative level, as opposed to, well, this is just a mental illness, tranny madness. Yes, I agree with you there, but that's not all it is. All right, that's enough on that. Austin Brower's with me. TeamHealthMasters.com. You know, he's got a radio show with his dad every morning, Monday through Friday, once on Sunday. You've got the Ted Austin Brower Show. You got to listen to that. It's a great information download, as well as the products that he's got, Team Health Masters. Go to TeamHealthMasters.com. Excuse me, sign up to be a customer there. And make sure you get all of the information they offer at that website. Folks, please, we need you around. I'm telling you what, the supplements they have, better than any on the planet, in my view. They're a cut above everything that, I mean, I'll tell you what, my doctor is a believer in Health Masters. One of my doctors, a believer in Health Masters. The others are no, they're just there. And very high on their products. So folks, go to teamhealthmasters.com and take advantage of what they have to offer. I appreciate that. And appreciate Austin for being with me. Austin, anywhere, anything, anytime, any place, let's just start. Let's have a discussion. Welcome, sir.
Absolutely, Doug. Absolutely, Doug. I mean, it's one of those things, this whole situation, and my condolences to family. I mean, I got kids. This is something that's horrific. I mean, the more stuff that's coming out about it, it's another, it was one of these bizarre individuals, extremely manipulated, in my opinion. You know, and the issue that I think nobody is wanting to address this entire topic is that, you know, also the side effects of what the leftist, liberal, DEI, transgender agenda is doing long-term to a lot of these kids. Regardless of what we know about it, we know this kid's transgender. Like you said, you don't put everything on that entire situation, but you got to start asking yourself the question. When you're taking young children from a very young age, and I've talked about this because I was a psychology major in my undergraduate studies, when you start taking children at a very young age, And he starts subjecting them to very off-putting, disturbing topics. One of those starting to ask 4 and 5 and 6 year olds, you know, do you think you're a boy, little Johnny? Do you think you're a girl, little Susie? Why do you think that? And remember, a lot of these teachers in these schools from the beginning phase, they are intentionally confusing these young children. They do it on purpose because they like this agenda. They like this standpoint. And I'm not blaming them for the situation that occurred. I'm by no means doing that. But what I'm saying is what we have allowed to have happen in society with this unbelievably perverted scheme of things that has no basis in reality, and you started interjecting that into young children, what do you think is going to happen to these kids? Even if there is no direct, you know, MK Ultra, any of that stuff directly involved with it, which in my opinion, I think a lot of stuff looks like that with what's on these magazines, but say it even was it, take that whole topic out of it. What's causing these kids over the last 20, 30 years to massively increase this shooting concept? This wasn't anything, you know, this wasn't something that was normal, you know, decades and decades and decades ago. We had Columbine in the 90s. That was more of an isolated incident, but these guys, yep. These kids went into school and went absolutely nuts. This kid's going to an elementary Catholic school church and shooting up through all the windows. And so good, as disturbing as it is, and my condolences to the family because I got kids, this is one of the reasons why, and I hate saying this, you've really got to address the aspect in these private schools of security, controlled security or private security, in the basically in the school that we have, as far as a homeschool co-op, we have had specific security. Now it's retired law enforcement, retired SWAT that is actively there when the school's gone, and we figured it into the budget. Everybody throws in on it. We've made it work. And one of the reasons why that happens is me personally and a few other fathers made such a absolute fit about this years back because the school is refusing to have any security whatsoever. And their response was, well, some of the moms that work there and some of the teachers, the female teachers that work there, have their concealed carry permit, and they have, you know, a 380 in their purse. And I asked them in meeting, I said, how many of these women have defensive or offense combat training with firearms? How many of them actually been in direct action training where they are going forward and pushing through or defending the children? And this is a big resounding no, obviously, because these moms. I said, these moms, if there's a situation that occurs, their primary objective is going to be they're trying to get the kids hidden safe. Their objective is not going to be taking the fight to one of these lunatics to get the fire away from the children. They're going to be trying to protect the children. Their job isn't to bring the fight to the shooter. And I said, there has to be some level of security there that's basically a frontline defense. And of course, they vehemently disagreed with me. They said, well, that would never happen here. I said, au contraire. Yeah. And I started listing situations that happened. And finally, me and a couple of the families got together and I said, you know what? I said, I'm so adamant about this. I'm so adamant about this. I'm going to put my money where my mouth is. Talk's cheap. See what I'm going to do. And I got with multiple dads and I said, we're going to hire off-duty sheriff's department every time these kids have school. And it was a pretty decent deal of money, but we all threw in and chipped in, which made it significantly more feasible. And then the teachers and one of the directors goes, we don't like having armed law enforcement here. It's making the children scared. I said, if you could do me a favor, then document any which time we have a direct complaint from the children that they're nervous that a Polk County sheriff is at the school all the time in lettered, basically in uniform and a lettered vehicle, and they're acting inappropriately. Please give me their name and badge number. If they're doing something that's scary to the children, please. I'm paying for it. Let me know. Crickets. Zero. Not one single complaint. In fact, a lot of the children that I talked to later on that were Hunter's friends, they came and said, oh, we love having a sheriff at the, you know, thing. We get to talk to them. They're really nice. And I said, well, who's complaining this, Miss So-and-so? Well, some of the moms don't think it's appropriate. And I said, I don't give a rat's ass what anybody thinks is appropriate in your opinion, because you have zero combat training. You have zero effective skills in any type of fight. So this is going to happen, or else I'm pulling my kids out. Half the family's pulling their kids out. And then finally they came down and they end up getting a retired sheriff, retired SWAT that's there all the time now. We factored into the budget. And so again, my whole tirade on that is this. Sometimes people think with their emotions more than they think with facts. And I'm not saying this is happening exactly. Here with the schools. I have no idea the context of security here, but I do know one thing. If you are having your children in a private Christian school, this has happened too many times now, where I highly suggest and encourage you guys to get direct action elements in the school that are going to bring the fight to the shooter and keep the kids out of the gunfire as best as physically possible. Don't know how it would have worked in this because I don't know all the facts in the story, but I do know this. Having lettered uniform officers at schools works. Having off-duty security that's armed and trained works. That's my take on that, but that's why people want to go, what can we do? Well, this is what you can do. This is what you need to try to work on.
And I agree on that. Now, I'm approaching this a little bit differently, but I 100% agree with you on that. But I think we also have to ask ourselves, why do we need that? What has changed over the last 20 or 50 years? Okay. Again, when I was in high school, there would be kids bringing rifles to, and you know, the back of their pickups.
Oh, yeah.
It was nothing. School shootings were not even a blip. So here's what I'm looking at. Obviously, the moral side of things is an issue. I get that. But there is something else at play here. And speaking directly to the audience, and when we looked at the Butler shooter of attempted assassin of President Trump, there were numerous indications of handlers, but there's, again, this is my reasoned investigative assessment / opinion based on my own research. There is, and continues to be something there that selected that person to that target and creating the scene is something different, but created the ability and need for the actor to act as he did. Now, having said that, when you look at this situation today, there are some similarities because you have a very specific target. But notice the hatred. If you happen to see the manifesto video, notice the hatred against Christians.
Yep.
Now, that's not something ordinarily that is a learned era. You're just born with that behavior. You're not. So if that behavior didn't originate at the dinner table at home, and I guarantee you it didn't, where did it originate? Social media, you're giving social media a little bit too much credit, but yes, it could be fostered there. But there's another aspect that we're not seeing or not being told, because when you take that with the other shooters, you're going to find commonalities that are disturbing right down to your soul. And I think that we have programs going on that are taking individuals like this and making them into actors of this type against specific targets. And I'll just end there. Go ahead, sir.
Well, one thing that's very odd, but we know it's been reported for decades. I mean, this is just something that's no knowledge. As you've looked at how, for example, the FBI has manufactured numerous terrorists and then they've plotted to stop them or they've let things go through. One of the perfect examples is when they went to New York and basically got those homeless guys and offered them money to basically launch surface air missiles at commercial airliners, then basically had everything mocked up to do it. And then all of a sudden they go, oh, these aren't real. Where's our money? And they said, oh, by the way, you're being arrested for terroristic behavior now. We foiled the plot again, guys. The FBI saves the day. We stopped these terrorists from launching surface air missiles. There were never any active surface air missiles. Those guys were never true terrorists. They were plotted on. They were set up. They were identified. And it was executed as a sting operation in order to make the FBI look justified. Situations like that have been well documented over hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times in the United States where they foil them. Well, how many of the ones, if they don't foil them, or they intentionally let them go through? I mean, like the Aurora, Colorado shooting, that was still one of the most bizarre shootings when I talked to individuals in law enforcement that knew about it and were actually involved in some of it on the entire premise of what happened there. And so you have these things that happen. And then everybody goes, oh, it was another crazy person. Well, yeah, that's obviously true. Nobody would do that in their right mind. But why are they crazy? What triggered them? What caused them to flip the switch? And why is it happening on such an unprecedented rate over the last 20 years? And like you said, I think social media has a dramatic impact on it. But social media, I mean, up until, you know, 10 years ago, social media was in its infancy. There really wasn't a whole lot of social media impact until currently now. And right. Again, I think a lot of it, and truly a lot of it, has been the indoctrination in the school systems that then turns these children on the path to go more radical, to go to certain forums, to engage with certain people, to be more propagandized in certain segments, to where they go completely and totally nuts. You got to think about it now, too. And this is a topic nobody's discussing. And I truly hope this doesn't escalate and perpetuate the situations further. We now have AI chatbot friends that are becoming extremely active all across media, all across the Internet of Things.
Man, pay attention to this, folks, because that's a critical element. I just want to mention this. You had mentioned the Aurora, Colorado shooting. That was, I think, a dozen deaths, 70 people were injured. Yeah. It was crazy. But that was also known as the Dark Knight shooting, and it occurred back in 2012. Okay. That was James Holmes. You've seen pictures of this individual. Now in the chat, people have said, well, SSRIs, and you know, the shooting's brought to you by Pfizer. Look, I agree with that, but it's not, again, it's just not that. That's one element, just like social media, one element. But when you have, an agenda and, hey, people, I understand this. When you have an agenda, if there is an agency, a group of individuals, whatever the case might be, some black ops type thing taking place that are grooming these individuals. Yes, they will use Pfizer or whatever. They'll use SSRIs, to be more generic, of course. They'll use many avenues. It's just not one. It's more than one. And they're working in tandem with one another. Please don't miss this as conspiracy BS, because when you look at this and you look at the minute granular level details, it's more, it's just more than you think. And there's a bottom line agenda here. And I'm telling you right now, that bottom line agenda includes, they're still looking for that ultimate super soldier kind of individual. And I think they're looking for multiple. I would bet my reputation on the fact they're looking for multiple, individuals like that, and they're going through a certain level of informal, in air quotes, training. Go ahead, sir. Didn't mean to interrupt, but you brought up Colorado
If people even remember a lot of the facts, and when I remember talking to one of the guys that had been out there and worked with some of the law enforcement posts, and the entire story didn't make sense. You know, they said that this guy basically propped open the door, but then suddenly tear gas got popped on both sides, or smoke grenades got popped on both sides of the movie theater, and then suddenly opened fire and smoked. Nobody could see actually who was there, but the amount of ammo that was dispensed, the way the entire situation was executed, was extremely efficient, like it was a team that went in, and then suddenly law enforcement shows up, and you've got this guy in body armor hunched over a vehicle with a rifle slung on him, completely delirious and incoherent, and gave zero fight to any of the SWAT that showed up. And the question that I brought up, because we've had a situation happen like this in Lakeland, Florida, not too long ago. It was horrific. The entire family got killed by this meth-crazed individual. That whole situation had a lot of tie-ins to other stuff with MKUltra, the Army, and everything else. I won't even get into that story. It's still in trial, this guy in murder trial. But, for example, after he'd committed this shooting, Florida SWAT showed up, Polk County SWAT showed up. He fired on the first deputies that first got there that responded. One of them got shot. SWAT showed up. He had a gunfight with SWAT. individual that's going to prep and be loaded for bear and have, you know, a 7 or 8 mag loadout on him and going to go pop smoke in a movie theater and is going to go open fire on 40 individuals. I can't even fathom the level of adrenaline dump that that's going to incur committing atrocities. To be honest with you, from a sociopathic psychological standpoint, you're a nutbag to engage in something like that. But one thing you're not going to be afterwards, you're not going to just sit down and drool on yourself and fall over in a corner unless somebody sticks you with some type of injection as you're walking out, or if the team hits you with something before they walk out. You're still armed up. You're in full body armor. You just unloaded 2 or 3 magazines on an open crowd of individuals and then kicked the door open outside. Your first response, I promise you, nobody that's doing something like that is going to go fall down beside the vehicle in the parking lot right beside there and drool on themselves and wait for law enforcement to apprehend them. Never going to happen. They're either going to kill themselves or they're going to get in a gunfight unless they've been drugged. And so that whole situation made zero sense. But tying back into what I said earlier, and I sent this article to Eric, is I am very concerned about what's going to start occurring with these young kids now, with the indoctrination with the school, with the transgender ideology, with the pharmaceutical drugs that are coming on, with the entire mainstream media push and all the stuff they're doing in college for transgenders. An article just came out now said AI toys for young kids, chat boxes are going to stunt children's emotional growth. Critics are sounding the alarm about AI-powered toys, saying they harm children's emotional development. Listen to this, posing privacy risk and in resulting in a generation of youngsters forming their first real relationships with AI machines. The toys cause an exponential risk to children's exposure to Wi-Fi radiation. Just on top of it, Jason Kristoff, behavioral modification psychology researcher who of Psychology of Freedom podcast, said psychological manipulation is huge business. You build clientele now from birth. Who exactly will be controlling the content of these child's programming through these AI portals? Everything we in humans come in contact with now changes our psychology through what's known as neuromere firing. The attention of a person who controls our environment is who will ultimately decide if the psychological impact is positive or negative. The vast majority of current AI ownership and business goals leave very little room for any trust, especially in regards to raising healthy, capable children. They want useless, dumb, consuming eaters. They want more profits. They want more control. How do you do that? You subject these children to AI psychology at a young age. You program them and build their minds in the way you want them to, so they're going to think things, do things, and say things that you completely control from the base up. Psychological manipulation is a very real thing. I learned all about it in college. I took numerous classes on it. Went into detail. I didn't write a paper actually on MKUltra, the CIA, way back when I was in my undergrad. I was really obsessed with it because I was so intrigued on how these individuals in these agencies could get people to do things and completely control and behavioral modification and everything in between. That was back in 2005. Yeah. The level of manipulation now we have with the media, with the internet, with social media, with the schools, with the ability to transfer knowledge and information at a rapid rate. And now we have AI chatbots that are given to children under the age of 1. And it said that researchers found that ChatGPT has alarming interactions with children, including telling them to write suicide notes to their parents, how to conceal eating disorders, how to get drunk and get high. The New York Times reported a 16-year-old boy committed suicide after confiding to ChatGPT for months about ending his life. The reckless social media experiment on our children needs to be acknowledged. And if you can't prevent this from stopping from the top down, because AI is a multi-hundred billion, trillion-dollar industry now, really trillion-dollar industry, and BlackRock and Vanguard and State Street have invested heavily into it with their DEI programming, the only option you have as a parent is to be directly involved with what your children get access to. We thought it was bad when the cell phones came out when I was a kid, or it was the internet. That was all stuff you had to be cautious of. Now, there's a whole plethora of different things, and you can't sit idly by as a parent and go, well, I don't have the time, I don't have the energy, I don't have the resources, it's just too much work. Really? Your children, which are most people's probably prized thing they have in their life, their children, they're part of you. And you're going to say, I don't have time for that? It's easier to put them in front of an iPad, tell them to drool on themselves? And this is why I've told so many people, if you got children having behavioral issues, cut out the dietary issues first, the high fructose corn syrup, the hydrogenated oils, the red dyes, the blue dyes. Go in and add in like the children's cod liver oil DHA that we have. Add in the ultimate multiple chewable that we have. Add in certain things you know are going to work. Take away certain things that are going to work and be directly active in it. Because as far as I'm concerned, I think we're watching just the tip of the iceberg starting to show its face right now with children behavioral issues in society. I think this AI is going to be a Pandora's box that nobody is anticipating how bad this is going to have an effect on children's development, also their education, and their ability to form meaningful relationships in the future. As it says right here in this article, the risk and result in a generation of youngsters forming their first real relationship with AI machines. This will be something that we have no precedent on. We have no context to go on. We have no graph chart to look at. This is all new charted territory. And whenever I see something like that with any industry, I always take a step back first, especially if it's something with kids, and say, let's see what's happening with this. Let's analyze it from an outside, unemotional, unbiased standpoint and decide, is this really a positive thing we need to be allowing infants and older now to have full unfettered access to with AI program toys that they can have as their little chat box friends? And my answer to that is an absolute resounding hell no at all. This is not a good idea if you look at it from a psychological standpoint, Doug.
And, you know, I'm going to go back to what you said earlier, too. To fight this, whether it's AI or other outside external influences, you've got to have kind of like a clean slate, a blank canvas. And what I'm talking about is the really the systems, the internal systems of our young people, clean, without toxins, without anything inside of their bodies that'll modify their behavior, which is why I'm telling you, I'm a big believer in everything Team Health Masters has. So allow me, folks, to again remind you, shop at teamhealthmasters.com. And especially if you have grandchildren, you know, you might pay a few bucks more for the ultimate multiple chewables or whatever supplement, but it's a hell of a lot better. I was at the store the other day and I saw the Flintstones vitamins. I'm thinking, my goodness, I didn't, seriously, I make fun of them. I didn't realize I still made them, but anyway.
You got to be living under a rock to really still think the Flintstones are any type of feasible multivitamin for any living being. I wouldn't even feed Flintstones to my dog. Oh. I mean, that stuff, when you look at the ingredient list on them, and the aspartame and the Red 40,
oh, yeah,
and the complete lack of any legitimate nutrient source whatsoever, it's like, dude, this isn't even a vitamin. This is a candy that's labeled as a vitamin. And the worst part about it is you actually think you're doing something positive for your kids, and you're feeding them literally stuff that's just as bad as candy with the ingredients in it.
That's right.
That one boggles my mind. It's still even a product on the market.
It's take a step up and get the store brand or whatever. No, and hell no. Hey, spend a few more dollars and shop at Health Masters. Sometimes the prices are not that far off, actually. I mean, very, very close. So teamhealthmasters.com. And please do it now. And start while they're young. The younger, the better. And that way, you're able to rid their bodies of the toxins that will exacerbate behavioral issues, increase their attention span, and, of course, help them in so many other ways. Plus, if, like, the AI influence, don't underestimate that, as Austin said. Man, don't underestimate that one bit.
Don't underestimate that at all. There's a reason why they've already built, I think, over 430 gigantic AI data centers, primarily out in the Midwest areas. I mean, there's over 400 of them been built. There was the other day, I was in Orlando with one of my buddies, and there's this big office space that's been erected now, and it looks like a normal office building, kind of weird architecture. And because he's in the kind of tech world, electrician world, and he goes, dude, you know what that is right there? And I was like, no, it looks like a regular office in Orlando. He goes, no, it's a data center. So he seriously said, yeah, it's full AI. He goes, you go in there. He goes, they were in there because they had installed these enormous trunk lines for his electrical company and electrician company. Man, I mean, insane trunk lines to pump the power into it. And he goes, there's nobody really there at all. He's like, you'll find a handful of people that are monitoring things. He goes, it's a full AI data center. And I'm like, well, really? He goes, they're everywhere.
I think, again, folks, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think today – in the 3-hour and 17-minute cabinet meeting by President Trump, they were touting the construction of a facility the size, almost the size of Manhattan. Okay, now think about that. I think 80% of the physical space of Manhattan, out in the Midwest, or I'm sorry, out in the western part of the U.S. And think about that. To me, that can't be good for anything, no. For anybody. But, you know, Austin, AI is, oh my goodness.
One of the big ones, OpenAI's Project Stargate in Texas, which is a crazy one, that facility is 8 million square feet. 8 million square feet. Okay. Put in perspective. I mean, a lot of people have been around Amazon warehouse. We have one in Auburndale. That one's 1 million square feet and it's an absolute behemoth. I mean, it's enormous. I mean, you could drive by and look at it and keep looking at it and keep driving by and keep looking at it the whole time for a good amount of time. It's 1 million square feet. The big one out there is 8 million square feet. There's another one at the Citadel campus in Nevada. That was 7.2 million square feet. These are not centers, and put it this way, they're not building 8 million square foot data centers because they want to collect your buying habits at Amazon so they can sell a few, you know, data points on you. They're not building these centers that are literally tens of billions, if not hundreds of billions of dollars, building these things out all across the country because they want to get a few data points and do some more direct marketing for you. They're building a full internet of things that is going to monitor and watch and analyze everything in real time, all the time, and continue to build enormous amounts of data on every single person they can go back and watch. That's why I tell you guys, be really, really cautious with your data. Don't be selling your stuff. Don't be allowing your stuff to go out. Don't be agreeing to stuff. Don't be going in and approving all kinds of stuff on your phone to listen to you and watch you. I mean, put a stinking piece of tape or a cover over your front camera. Everybody knows now all the social media platforms, all the apps you have on your phone, watch your face while you're on them. They tell you they do it. They don't even hide it. They tell you they get the permission. You're on Facebook. You're on Amazon. You're on Instagram. They watch you the entire time. How do you think they get so much data on what you like, what you sit and watch on, what your pupils dilate on, what pisses you off, what makes you smile, what makes you irritated, what makes you flustered? They know all this because of your facial recognition. They record you on your phone all the time. That's why these AI phones now they've updated over the last couple of years are so effective at direct ad marketing. And that's the tip of the iceberg with what they want to do with this data. And so you don't think they're going to start going after every single living being, including 1 year olds and 6 month olds. They're going to do it. And at the same time, they want to control the data on which you have the information that's available to you. This is why they tried so hard during COVID. Listen to me for a second. This is why they tried so hard during COVID to tell you there was no viable health option for COVID. Vitamin C didn't work. D3 didn't work. Ivermectin didn't work. Zinc didn't work. Nothing worked. Sit in the closet, shut your face, and wait for us to come up with an experimental shot in 3 months that we've never done before. 3 months we ran through a vaccine that takes 3 to 5 years to produce. There's no way possible. I still don't believe the 5 billion shots they expelled everybody. How in the world did they make that many shots in what, the 6, 7, 8 month period that they were rolling them out? It's not possible. I'm in the manufacturing industry. 8 billion shots of something, 5 billion shots, because they discarded a ton of them. They had to throw away a ton of them. They're all sitting in the way. How do you produce that many shots with the vials, the stoppers, the glass, the product? It's impossible unless you either have some enormous centers that are producing this stuff or that stuff was already made well in advance, way before they told us that they were rolling it out. That was the thing that we looked at. It's the same thing they want to do with the data, with the information. They want to control it. They want to prevent you from getting it, and they want to be able to control every single thing you think all the time. So you got to do your best to protect yourself and your family from that. One of the best ways you can do that, stay educated. you know, listen to shows like the Hagman Report. Stay updated on topics. Don't just blindly follow what all these ding-dongs say on television on a regular basis. They make no sense whatsoever. Question everything you hear or see. There's one thing that one of my buddies told me. He's a retired airborne ranger. He said, if they want you to see it, they put it on national television. If they don't want you to see it and they don't want you to talk about it, they don't put it on national television. He flat out told me in the last op they did when they were giving all the weapons over there in the Middle East, that they were giving them to all these guys, these brand new Toyotas, and they were the rebel freedom fighters. When he got back off deployment, they had all over the television with the ISIS guys in the Toyota trucks running the same weapon systems that they just gave them to. And that's when he finally put in his papers and said, I'm done. I'm fighting a lie over there. Every single thing you see on the mainstream media is there to specifically control the narrative of what they want you to think. And I'm not discounting like this shooting that occurred right today. Not at all. Especially with these young kids. Not at all. My sure. condolences to family. But you have to think about this. We have hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds, if not thousands of people every single day that die, including firearm related deaths, including vehicle homicides, including suicides. And yet they have one specific incident, yet horrible, is not that isolated or like a situation that is completely out of touch with everything. And that they post on the mainstream media. They have all this information on the shooter to release. They have all these videos, all the social media, everything about him ready to go. And every single mainstream media outlet has covered it nonstop 24/7 today. Is it because they really care about the kids that much? I don't know about that. Or is it that that's the specific narrative they want everybody to follow today? Do they not want us talking about Ghislaine Maxwell's testimony that got released where the guys interviewing her saying, would you have a list of guys that had massages on the island? What?
Well,
massages on an island? What are you talking about? Epstein was arrested for child trafficking of young kids. Maxwell's in prison for trafficking kids. And they go, she goes, oh, no, I have no list. No list has ever occurred about anybody that's ever come over here. Basically, people came and hung out. They got massages. It was just the plight was just a private jet that flew people back and forth so they could hang out, relax on the beach. I mean, I was reading the transcripts, and I'm like, are you joking me right now? Like, you think America's that stupid? You got a woman that's basically about to get her sentence commuted. Me and you talked about it. I said, she's either going to run her mouth and she's going to accidentally commit suicide, or she's going to tell exactly what they want her to say so they can come back and say, listen, this is her testimony. This is the truth now. There's nothing else to talk about. Here's the proof. There are no children. There are no traffickers. There are no high-end individuals and politicians that are involved in trafficking these children and having sex with young children. None of it happened. It didn't exist. It's a hoax. They did exactly what me and you talked about they were going to do, and they played it perfect with the interview now, the transcripts that come out. Maxwell's innocent. Epstein was innocent. This is all a misunderstanding. We have no idea why any of this is even being talked about. It's a Democratic hoax now. Really? Except for the thousands of victims, the what, 6 or 7 women now that have suicided themselves in the last, what, 6 to 12 months. What's that to them? Ask them how they feel about it. Ask anybody else that's been involved with that pervert how they feel about it when they've completely and totally whitewashed it and it didn't even happen according to them now. So best believe if the mainstream media doesn't want you to see it, they don't want you to talk about it, they will spin the narrative in any direction they want, and most of the sheep will follow orders and do exactly what they're told because that's how everybody's been programming. Program
100%. And for those people who are unaware, Ghislaine Maxwell testified on July 24 and 25, or 2 days. And the Department of Justice has published the transcripts of the 2 day testimony, one in audio format, or both days. You can select the audio format or the written transcript. And we're talking close to 1,000 pages, but it's nicely indexed. I have downloaded the transcripts themselves. I've gone through them. And it's very interesting to when you dive into this, you can create yourself, folks. You can create, if you have, or if you're so inclined, you could take the names that are not redacted and create, well, fill in the blanks, I suppose, of the events involving Epstein and others, because Epstein wasn't really the main pervert there. I'm not going to get into this because it's off topic, but Department of Justice, I believe it's at the, I'm not sure exactly where that, where the transcripts reside. I do have the transcripts themselves, but you're looking at day one, 263 pages indexed, day two, very similar, as well as audio, like I said, audio and written transcripts, but read them. It's eye-opening if she is telling the truth. Do you, Austin, I don't know if you had the opportunity to go through either the audio or the written. Is she telling the truth on this, or a lot of this, or?
Yeah, I think the whole thing's complete theater, Doug. I think the entire thing's been designed exactly to do what we thought it was going to do, to change the narrative of what happened. So the actual truth that we'll never know the truth on it. Like you said, Epstein was the facilitator. He was the man that was the pervert that ran it. He was involved in this. But you got to think about, in my opinion, the thousands of individuals, high-end politicians, world leaders in some cases, people that have been accused of this, and then now suddenly, well, that didn't happen. Nothing happened. Nothing occurred with that. That's total hoax. Nothing occurred with any of this. It's all made up. It's hocus pocus. Where'd you guys come up with this, guys? You're just making things up. As she's sitting in prison for 20 years now because she got convicted, and the judge refused to release her deposition because he said it was going to be too damning to the American population for them to read the atrocities that she said in the depo. Everybody wants to remember that from a couple years ago. But suddenly, I see nothing. I know nothing. Nothing happened. Doesn't exist. I mean, dude, it's almost nauseating at the same time. Like,
yeah, of course, Jeffrey Epstein had a heart condition, didn't like sexual intercourse, liked alternative, you know, alternatives. Like, you really need to know that. But okay, I mean, just to give you an idea of a little bit of the testimony, they'd sleep in the same bed, and of course, at times, especially when traveling, but not partake in the bumping uglies or whatever. So anyway, but there are other people mentioned that certainly need a bigger spotlight. Some deceased, some not. And I'd urge everyone, if you have the time, to go through the Epstein grand jury transcripts. You can actually search them and they'll come up pretty easy. It's done by Magna Legal Services, but I think both the audio and video. But you can find the transcripts at the DOJ website or one of their offshoots. Austin Brower is with me, teamhealthmasters.com. And don't forget, listen to Ted and Austin Brower show every morning. What's it? Tell me again what time it comes on, because I listen to it after. I listen to it later.
Live, yeah. If you run the afternoon one, I think it's at 3, right? That's the rerun? It's 3? 2 or 3?
Yeah.
Now you got me confused. When you go on the Brower show, you can watch it anytime. We have the videos up usually right after the live show, or you can watch it there on the live show too. That's at 10 a.m.
That's where I get it.
Every day when at 10 a.m.
Yeah, okay. But you can, again, it's video or it's on demand. So, yep. Okay. Hey, but folks, make sure you do that. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, and that's one thing is, you know, I've tried to give everybody interactiveness with the new Health Masters, Team Health Masters in a 2.0 site. We've got it on Shopify now. Makes it really easy to check in or log in. Makes it really easy to check out. The platform is great. We're getting a lot of positive response on it. Everybody voted for the new collagen formula we put together, because I have the 10-ounce can and the 20-ounce can we talk about. This product in general, as far as for joints, hair, skin, nails, more and more research that comes out about it, the more that really comes down to there's so many compelling reasons to jump on the collagen peptide, and they're so effective, they're cost effective. We have all grass-fed bovine out of Utah that we get from it, and I don't add anything to it at all. I mean, it's as raw as it gets. I don't have flavoring, I don't have additives, I don't have flow agents, because the product, you know, it doesn't really have much of a taste to it.
No,
I mix it in my Fit Food shake. It doesn't. And I'm sure, and then, you know, what it does for people's joints, what it does for ligaments and soft tissue, what it does for muscle growth. One of the best things you can do is mix this with the Fit Food protein after a workout for just exponential recovery. I've seen that myself, because I mean, I still train pretty hard, about 3 to 4 days a week. That's about it. I don't need much more than that, because I mean, I like to stay in shape. some, you know, active cardio, sometimes go for a run. I don't need to sit there and be eating, you know, 10,000 calories a day on a bodybuilding mass diet like I did in my 20s. That was miserable. I have no interest in that again. So when you want just good basic health, Fit Food Protein, collagen works great. You guys voted for it for Product of the Week. It's on sale on Team Health Masters for over 35% off right now. The discounts apply to the cart. So you can look at it. You look at the one-time purchase, 10 or 20 ounces, as soon as you're out of the cart, you get the huge discount on it because we got a bunch of it in inventory now, the new batch, and some that basically are getting ready to expire about the end of the year, some of them in January, February. But the thing about it is beef bovine collagen. It doesn't really go bad. I mean, I had one of the first batch that came out at the beginning of the year, and I still use it, some of the batches out of it. It works great, super effective. And you can go on the website and read the articles on it. But as far as, and actually one of the things, everybody's always asking, is there anything you don't like about it? I said, for me personally, as a guy, it's annoying because I have to cut my fingernails every like 2 to 3 days now. I mean, on a regular basis. And I have to use, I don't want to tell them, I have to use toenail clippers on my fingernails now because they're so stinking hard. And that's really quite annoying for me because I don't like fingernails in general. I keep them really cut for jujitsu and all that. But I got to stay on top of them all the time now. So for guys, that's kind of an annoying side effect. The perks are joint, lifting, weights, everything feels better. Females, the skin and nails is a huge benefit. Hair, especially with regrowing hair and keeping hair really strong. That's one of the best options you can have with the collagen peptides. But yeah, they're on sale at 35%. You can't beat the price for the size and the quality that I'm giving everybody.
Yeah, would that be the answer to individuals with like cray paper skin or
a lot with that.
Okay. For example, and folks listening and viewing, I don't know if you've ever had this happen, but it's like, heck, your dog jumps up on you and you get a little scratch, but it's like, you know, half the skin on your arms got torn off.
I've seen that before. Well, because what happens is as you get older, your collagen production massively starts to drop off, especially after about the age of 40. And so your skin doesn't just get thin one day. Like, you're not, oh, my skin's super thick. And then the next day, like, oh my gosh, it's so thin. It happens slowly over time. And a lot of that is a lack of collagen in the diet. And that usually needs vitamin C. So taking vitamin C, which we have some extra vitamin C in here, or you can add a lot more in with the powder vitamin C. That's like what Ted does. And I do all the time. But the collagen peptides taken on a regular basis help with that youthful skin repair. They help with that hair, skin, and nails. And the biggest, like I said, they reduce joint pain and stiffness. Anybody I know that exercises a lot, that trains a lot, that grapples a lot, it wears you out after a while. And I'm still really young, but you'll just notice sometimes in the morning. Before I was taking that, I was good. But sometimes I'm just like, man, I'm stiff. Like the joints, my shoulders from heavy, heavy inclines when I was younger, I don't do those anymore. And now it's like, dude, we'll be on the other day. We were on inclines and we were trying to see how many reps we could do with 225 on inclines, just going to failure. Felt great, great pump. Chest was super sore next day. Shoulders didn't feel a thing. Joints, rotator cuffs felt great. And that was really when I realized the other week, I was like, this stuff's really starting to build up. And the thing about it is with the collagen, people think, you know, like, man, I got a can of collagen. I'm going to take it and everything's going to go away. Dude, your body didn't lose collagen. It didn't lose, you know, basically it didn't start losing, you know, issues and having joint pain and stiffness overnight. It's something that starts occurring after about the age of 25 or 26, and you really start see the negative side effects of lack of collagen at about 40. That's really how long it takes to start seeing it as the body slowly starts producing less of it. So you've got to get it in your diet. And the easiest, cost-effective, tasteless way to do it is this stuff. And I've been using another brand for years, and I didn't like it after a while.
How long do you have to use that to see, to begin noticing the difference?
It really depends on what your goals are. If you're wanting something as a maintenance standpoint in your 30s or 40s, honestly, about a scoop a day, one or two scoops a day is plenty. You'll get great results from that. That's usually what I use. I use one scoop a day, sometimes two scoops a day on training days. If you're really trying to get like that bump start approach, I've had some older customers that are like in their 60s. They'll start using two scoops twice a day. Now, the biggest thing about that, because there's so much protein in it, you've got to make sure your diet is on par and you're drinking adequate water and you're getting hydrated. because you want to make sure your blood doesn't ever get too thick. You haven't started to eat too much beef. You start eating entirely too much protein. There's a ton of protein in this stuff. It's straight protein. That's all it is. It's collagen peptides. So if you're going to go with 4 scoops a day, make sure you're really setting up a protocol where you're getting adequate water, adequate vitamin C, proper mineral multivitamins, exercising, and really utilizing it. And when I've watched people do that, I had one customer, they sent me an email on it. They had been doing that protocol for, I think, like not even 2 months. They're in their 50s, and they absolutely raved how much better they were looking, that their skin was glowing, that their exercise didn't hurt anymore. So start off with a scoop if you want. Start off with two. Build your way up to four. If you're younger and you're just doing it for a supplement exercise, 1 scoops a day is fine. 2 scoops a day if you want to get aggressive. But I've seen 4 scoops have some really, really positive effects. And like I said, you just got to make sure you're drinking enough water and your diet's in par if you want to get the best results out of it. That's the best thing, especially at this price point. You can't beat it. Can't touch it.
So what you're saying confidently, a couple of months, you're gonna definitely notice the difference.
Give it a solid 90 days with a proper diet and proper hydration. Because you got to remember, too, your body's 70% water. Hydration is tied right in with skin health. If you're extremely dehydrated all the time, you're not getting adequate water. You can take all the collagen in the world, but your body's dried up. Think of like taking a grape, dehydrating it, turn it into a raisin. Same concept with your skin. You got to have adequate water and fluids. So if you're drinking coffee all day or drinking soda all day and you're drinking junk food all day, and like, I'm going to throw a can of collagen at it, throw a scoop of collagen in, it's still going to be great for you. But as far as the results you're going to see visually, they're going to be very limited until you put your body in the right phase of wanting to recover, rebuild, and get it top tier adequate quality out of your body. That comes with anything, honestly.
Wow. Thank you. So, okay.
That's where we're at.
And folks, Team Health Masters, that is the that's the website. It's going to be linked at HagmanPI.com, of course, as always.
HR5's active too.
Oh, good. Yeah, I forgot that.
Not active on any sales, especially the collagen. I'm about to start losing money with free shipping if I start doing discounts on the price of mine right now. But HR5, new website, active and ready to go. And also, too, stay tuned because we have a scratch and dent sale coming up on the HGH Stimulate that's going to be on the new site only. We got something, got some dents in them. They're still sealed. I don't have it on the website yet. We'll probably be taking it out later this week. So be tuned for that because we only got about 150 cans that got dented. I can't sell them at full price. So I'm doing a huge discount just to get them out there, let our people try the product. But that'll be coming up later on this week at Team Health Masters, the Brower Show.
Well, that sounds good. I like scratch and dents.
Everybody does.
I'm telling you what. And if you're, they're already ahead of the game with scratch and sniff. You can scratch and monitor and sniff each different product right now. And go ahead and try it right now, folks. Scratch and sniff
the purple sticks. I don't necessarily know if I recommend, snorting these. It probably would burn. I'm not going to lie. But they smell good in the shaker.
Honestly, that's the only time I drink water is with the purple sticks. And I'll say that they've helped me a lot. It's the purple stick. Well, all of the products have helped me with different things. Having to get my blood tested all the time, I've noticed when I take more, for example, if I take more of I don't want to give away too much, but I'll just say this. It makes a difference. So the various products, and you can always contact Health Masters and say, look, this is my issue. What do you recommend? They'll put a package together for you or put a couple of products together for you. But they're very well, as you heard, they're very, very well versed in, they know what the hell they're talking about. So and it's kind of like this. If you have an equivocal death investigation, you want another pair of eyes to look at it, contact me and I'll handle it. No coupon code there. Anyway, teamhealthmasters.com, HR5 is the coupon code. All right. What else are we looking at here, my friend? I mean, well, there's so much going on.
This has been on my radar today because, this is a big topic for me. And I sent it to Eric. And basically, HHS with R.F. Kennedy Jr., he's announcing that there's very clear evidence now, and they're apparently supposed to release the findings next month in September, that certain interventions are directly behind the rising autism rates. Certain interventions are in the same category of, like, different drugs or different vaccines. He has not clarified that yet, so I'm not saying what he has. However, they're saying that the number now is absolutely horrific on what they found with this. You know, they said back in the 1978, they said that one in every 10,000 children had autism.
Yes.
Now they're saying the average is one in 31. That's boys and girls, though. They're saying with boys, the number is one out of 12.5 boys now in the United States have autism or somewhere on the spectrum, which is, it's growing on a scale that nobody can even fathom. And pretty much from the research, and R.F. Kennedy Jr. didn't say this, but a lot of the clinical research, they're saying now they're expecting by 2030 that it's going to be either one out of two or one out of three boys. And the question is, and everybody's wanting to answer this because nobody wants to seem to talk about anything relevant in the mainstream media, what the heck is happening with society, with drugs, with shots, with food, with whatever it may be? Why are we seeing autism explode like this on a spectrum when it was never a thing? The other question you ask yourself is this, because I was directly involved with a bunch of Amish back in 2011. I lived up there with them when I was working in Montana. I was doing contracts for ICF Builders. I'd been all around back then after I got out of college and got to travel, got to work. Well, one thing that I found.
Whoa. Eric, the tech, can you? Folks, can you? Can you see Austin Brewer walking around with you know, the hat, the overalls?
No, man, I wasn't like that. Okay. They were cool Amish. Dude, he had a Duramax. He had a 6'6 Duramax cat eye. Like, they were cool Amish. And I'm saying, no, Amish are cool. I don't know how many emails on the hat. Don't call it. But they were like, they used electricity. They were legit. Like,
oh, Amish lights. Okay.
Yeah, they were like with the bike, horse and buggy. I couldn't have worked with anybody like that. I was like, I was
trying to imagine, you know.
I shaved my mustache. I have a little hat on. No, I was working up there just for his work, and then did some stuff in Montana. And so they were. I got to hang out with them a lot. I learned a lot, which is really cool, because I also learned, that not all Amish operate like that. Like, they don't have a little lantern at night with a horse and, you know, everybody goes to bed at 6 p.m. Like, you know, it wasn't like that at all. Yeah, I remember one time the guy that had the main house there, Elvi, I had stopped by his house, and he's like, hey, man. He's like, you hungry? I'm like, hungry? Like, it's always chow time with me. Like, let's eat. He's like, yeah, I got elk burgers. So he gets these big raw elk. They just killed him. It was elk. They had elk all the time. Big elk burgers, a cast iron. And then he takes this Amish butter, organic butter they get right on their farm, and he chops off, and I'm joking you not, it's probably like a quarter stick of butter. And he stuffs them all in the middle of the elk burgers and cooks them, flips them. And I kid you not, that was the best elk I have had in my entire life. Threw salt, threw pepper on it. And I'm like, no wonder they're so healthy. All they do is eat elk and organic butter and eggs all day. And it's funny to me because, like, you see these doctors sometimes that are complete quacks, and they go, oh, your HDLs are a little low. You know, you need to take another drug here, another drug here, another drug here. And I'm like, no, you don't. Like, just add more healthy fats. Add avocado oil in. Add some organic raw butter. Eat some more eggs. I mean, I eat 8 eggs every day. My egg bill is outrageous. My kids eat eggs every day. I eat 4 eggs in the morning and 4 eggs before bed.
Speaking of that, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
All right. This sounds like it could be a Jeopardy question. I don't know.
Send it. I'll see what I got.
You take one egg, okay? If you have one egg, you fry it, okay? Right. Then you eat it. All right. You take this, maybe the same egg. You hard boil it. You eat it. Another same egg. You take it and you make an omelet, and you eat the egg. The question, I guess the ultimate question is there a difference in the amount of protein that you get? Everything else being equal. Is there a difference in the amount of protein that you derive from the manner in which the egg is prepared? cooked.
No, and absolutely not. The only thing you change is if you massively, massively, massively overcook the egg, you can denature some of the nutrients and some of the bioavailability of it, but the protein amount stays the same. But like if you take an egg and you scramble it, and you're one of those people that scramble it until it's like powdered egg you got to scrape out of the pan. It's like dust. Like poof. Oh, I got my egg now. What we can do to make it halfway decently palatable because it's so dry. At that point, that the availability of it in digestion is going to be reduced because the egg is so ridiculously cooked. The same thing goes if you hard boil an egg for an abnormal amount of time and the yolk's like green in the middle.
Yeah,
and the white is like rubber. You got to chew it like it's chawed. You got to chew on
right.
it. The protein amount doesn't change. The quality and the bioavailability, in my opinion, the protein, the fat does start to devalue. Is there still some value to it? Absolutely. My whole thing is I usually like them over easy or like over medium. That's how I cook almost all my eggs in butter. I don't overcook them at all. I like them runny. Some people argue on that. Don't care. This is how it's worked for me. It works like everybody else that eats like this. Works great for them. The omega-3 fats are super bioavailable. You cook them to a heated temperature enough where you're not going to be worried about salmonella, and the protein is unbelievably digestible.
I'm not sure. Is salmonella a thing? I mean, look, I
yes
remember.
Yes and no. So the biggest issue with it is that if you eat eggs that you have chickens with, like I used to have a ton of chickens, you don't wash the eggs. You basically throw them, you wipe them off, you throw them in the carton, and you don't have to refrigerate them. Never refrigerated my eggs. Not a single time in my life when I had chickens.
Really?
The problem with it is when they naturally have a coating over them when they're being laid is you wipe it off some, but it stays on the outside of the shell, and it protects any bacteria or botulism from getting in the egg. If it cracks, that's a different story. If I find a cracked egg in my 12, I don't touch it. That's do not touch it because you have no idea.
I agree. I agree.
You're trying to harvest botulism if you eat it. But the ones in the store, you know, they've been washed. They're clean. They're pretty. They're all nice. They're fancy. That's why they put them in the refrigerator. That's why they tell you not to sit them out raw. I still let mine sit out raw on the counter sometimes because I go through them so fast. There's no point to keep all of them in the fridge. But I do keep the stored ones in the fridge. But yes, you can. If the egg's been contaminated, how it's been processed, there's a very slight possibility of salmonella. However, it's usually not the case as long as the shell is good. Now, like I said, if it's got cracks in it, don't touch it. I will not eat it. Absolutely. And drinking them raw, that's been a thing. I don't recommend it. I've done it. I'd much rather.
I used to do that, but no.
I've done it too. You know, the bodybuilders are like, oh, put them in there and drink them. And it's like, okay, it's supposed to be the highest bioavailability. Probably is in theory. From a standpoint of taste, they taste horrible that way. I like to cook someone's organic butter. Enjoy them over medium, over easy. You know, maybe throw a little bit of organic cheese on them or just some hot sauce. And they're good and done. I mean, each egg has roughly about 6 to 7 grams of protein. It's the perfect.
And that's really the good kind of protein. If folks, look, if this bores you, okay, it shouldn't, because I got to tell you, health is important.
Yeah.
A lot of people I know, and Leon, I'm praying for you, brother, and pulling for you, as well as many others. Hey, a chef's note, since I know that you cook and stuff. When you crack an egg, the new thing now is, whether you're listening to Chef Jean-Pierre or Jacques Pepin or whoever the celebrity chef might be.
Yeah.
You know, you don't crack the egg on the side of the pan or bowl. You crack it on a flat surface so you don't get contamination from the shell. Yeah, okay. You tell me you try that and that works. Okay, I'm just saying.
I crack them on the side of the pan, bro.
I do too, because you know what?
I'm like, crack, 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 yep. Crack, 10 eggs, done, because the kids want eggs too. I'm not a single person in my family's ever gotten sick from a single egg meal that I've ever made for anyone. I'm not that concerned about it. Don't send me letters on it either. Tell me, wrong way to break them. I don't care. They're eggs. I'm still cooking them. I'm not eating them raw. All these guys, oh, you break them on this, break them on a flat, I've done it each way. Half the time, though, I'm like, I'm hungry. I'm in a rush. I need protein. I'm leaving. Crack, 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 crack.
Yeah, and by the way, I've cracked them on a flat surface and made a bigger mess and had more contamination.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's what I end up doing. And then the whole kitchen's a giant mess. I'm looking at them. I'm like, God, I just wanted a meal. I just want to cook some food. And I got egg dripping off everything in the pan, and it gets down to the propane burner, and it burns. I'm like, why didn't I just crack inside the pan? I know how to do it that way.
And one last question I have. You know, you talked about the various powders and such. For those of us who don't like water without maybe bourbon or scotch, which is contraindicated, of course, in a lot of cases. Boy, I hate scotch, by the way.
If you are going to drink bourbon or scotch, please take the GHI cleanse. It will massively detoxify the liver, clean your kidneys out, prevent you from having a lot of toxic buildup, and also help your body get the right probiotics it needs back in itself. Because remember, alcohol wipes out everything. It's very hard on the liver, very hard on the kidneys. But if you are going to engage in that on an irregular or, you know, very, very limited basis, GHI cleanse, and I've heard this from dozens of people. You take two or three scoops of this after a night that you've been out or you've had a Christmas party or something. Take two or three scoops before you go to bed. This is a little trick that nobody bothers to pick up on. And I've told her by this hack. Every single person that's listened to me, they're like, oh, I'm having a Christmas party. Probably have too much eggnog. Okay, whatever. Have too much eggnog. You're not driving. Take two or three scoops before you go to bed. Call me in the morning and thank me, because I promise you the hangover is non-existent. You don't even know you drank.
I didn't realize that. The hangover
part. Look at the ingredient list. Everything I put in here, the ingredient list, detoxifies the liver. Well, alcohol is liver toxic. It's kidney toxic. If I'm putting in the entire kitchen sink to detoxify your organs from toxicity exposure, it's going to go through, and it's like a broom sweeping out all alcohol contamination at the end of the night. Flushes it out. You urinate it out in the morning, and all of a sudden you're like, wow, you know, I had a couple too many glasses of eggnog for the party, but I feel great. I'm ready to go to the gym now in the morning because I'm rehydrated. I got my minerals back in my body. I've cleaned my liver out. My kidneys are flush. My brain's full. It's got more nutrients in it now, so I'm not completely dehydrated. And, yeah, thank me on that one next time.
Yeah, that's definitely
these products for a reason.
That's definitely a necessary product for a lot of reasons.
Oh, it fixes a lot of stuff. I'm not claiming this fixes everything. But my gosh, it fixes a lot, especially people that have had issues with non-alcoholic fatty liver disease too, which is a huge problem in young children and young adults. From the high fructose corn syrup, two scoops of this twice a day will absolutely start cleaning out your liver and reducing the fatty liver buildup. Not making any claims, just telling you what I've seen and heard from numerous customers that give me reviews and reports on this product.
Yeah, and look, folks, I've got the test results before and after to prove it. It helps a whole crap load. I'm telling you that. But anyway, okay.
It does.
Wow. Yeah, a lot of stuff. My question earlier before I mentioned scotch and stuff. Again, I don't like scotch. I'm a bourbon guy, but anyway, but I don't drink anymore. It just doesn't appeal to me. But those people who really don't like water that much, what is your medium of choice for collagen or whatever? I know that some of these are flavored, but if you don't want to put it in water, what, carrot juice, orange juice?
The collagen? Yeah.
You
can put it in anything.
Yeah, collagen, you can put it in oatmeal.
I have customers that ask me the other day if they could put it in hot oatmeal. I said, as long as you're not taking it above boiling point, like don't run it above 200 degrees.
Fine. I mean, collagen, that's tasteless, but I'm trying to, because your dad has got a morning shake, I think. Okay. Look, a lot of people can't afford, you know, that bill. Okay. So they're going to pick and choose various things. So what do you mix that with? I get the collagen doesn't have a taste. Well, whatever. I mean, if you're going to make a smoothie,
GHI
in the morning,
is great. If you really want to make an ultimate like detox rehab shake on here, you've been out too late or you're just not feeling good or you're getting sick, the GHI cleanse with an organic frozen banana with a scoop or two tablespoons of the beet juice powder. Beet juice is one of the absolute best things you can do as well to help out with your blood pressure, help out with kidney function, and detoxifying the liver. So you take some GHI in with a banana, which is going to get you good, healthy carbs with a boatload of potassium, and then throw the beet juice powder in on top of it. Tastes pretty good. If you want a little bit more of a fruity twang to it, you can also throw in some strawberries or blueberries, and you'll have probably one of the best tastes fruit smoothies with a boatload of protein, a boatload of nutrients, and more detoxifying properties than you can get just about anything. Because people have some of this stuff for like, oh, It's a detox shot. And I look at it. I'm like, yeah, the ingredients are solid. I'm like, but it's 1 ounce. It's literally a shot. It's like 1 ounce. I'm like, it's going to help you. But yeah, I mean, you can't afford these detox shots. Somebody showed me one day. It was like from Whole Foods. They were asking what I thought about it. It was like $5 a shot. And I'm like, dude, that's $150 a month for a little shot of a little bit of ingredients. I'm like, the GHI cleanse, you know, you can run this for up to 14 to 30 days on one can, depending on how much you want to use of it or spread it out. It's $89 a can, and you're getting some really true clinically dosed nutrients in it, not a little 1 ounce shot. The reason why the scoops are this big in the can, I can't make the scoop any smaller and keep the milligram dosage where it's at. It's a lot of product. But I don't make soft products. I make products that are real, man. You know,
these are all self-serving questions. It's like being on the phone with you. This is someone that says, if you want to add fruit now, of course, where I live up north, fresh fruit is not available all the time. Plus, I got to tell you, it's expensive, you know, and so if you would buy frozen, like a bag of frozen fruit, right? You've got that. Obviously, you've seen that. Do you add that to your? I mean, is that okay? I mean, is that?
Yeah, you can. I mean, the biggest thing, and this, man, it's going to step on toes from all my friends here in Florida. The only thing that I really recommend staying away from on a regular basis is if they're not organic, is strawberries. Non-organic strawberries have some of the highest pesticides of like all fruit in the world. Strawberries are unbelievably hard to grow in Florida. Down here, we got Plant City, which is like the strawberry capital of the world. They have a strawberry festival every month, or not every month, one month out of the year. The strawberries are unbelievably hard to grow organic. So if you're going to get strawberries, they got to be organic. They're really expensive. So those are kind of the side. I love strawberries, but the pesticide and herbicide content of them through the roof, because they don't have any significant skin. It's all soft, fibrous vegetable, or not vegetable, fruit all the way through. It's not like cantaloupe or pineapple where you got a hard shell on the outside that really protects the fruit from almost everything. Whatever's getting spread on the strawberry, it's going into the fruit 100%. It's full absorption.
Okay. If you can buy a bag of frozen fruit without the strawberries, or take them out, whatever, it's
or blueberries. Blueberries are really good. Cool. Or bananas. My favorite's bananas, because bananas got a lot of potassium, and they got a good skin on them. Again, blueberries have better skin than strawberries do, too, though.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, well, that's good. Again, these are self-serving questions. It doesn't matter if you folks are interested or not. I don't care. I'm joking, of course, but I have to say it. TeamHealthMasters.com is the website. HR5 coupon code for limited time at checkout. Non-saleable items or items that are non-sale. And do yourself a favor. You can get yourself. It can keep yourself healthy. I've seen the products work wonders on me. But then, you know, you can add good oil to an old engine and things still break down.
Oh, yeah. So. And good oil is crucial for cholesterol, man. You know, we brought that up earlier, but so many people are unaware of how important it is to have good omega-3 fats. Cod liver oil is crucial for HDLs, and it blunts down LDLs. So, I mean, cod liver oil flips them. It actually turns HDLs up and turns LDLs down. Same thing with organic butter. You know, good quality organic butter using right dosages, not, you know, eating absurd amounts of it, is great for your cholesterol. Regardless of what anybody wants to say, my blood level is a proof for it, how much butter and eggs I eat. And my HDLs are through the roof all the time. And my LDLs are always really, really good range. And they're always shocked. They're like, what do you take? So, I don't take anything, bro. I take, you know, my supplements, and I eat really clean. And so, again, it comes down to it. This is why, like, all the time when I go to a restaurant, I ask them specifically, like when I get eggs, can you please cook my omelet or my eggs in butter? I don't want them cooked in soybean or canola oil. I'm allergic to those. They ask you that at most restaurants, and I'll say, hey, has anybody got any allergies here? Anything that anybody's allergic to? And I'm like, yes, me, pick me. I'm going to be that guy at the restaurant. I used to work at a restaurant. I tip very good at restaurants, so I get good servers, and I know what it's like to work in the back. And so I'm asking you, if you have the ability to do so, can you do this? And let me know. I need my eggs cooked in butter. And one thing that they always did it for me, they were great about it, was Cracker Barrel. They always cooked my eggs in butter for me. I'd go in there and order like 4, 5, 6 eggs cooked in butter, and then I eat some of their biscuits that they have. And so, like, when this crap happened with Cracker Barrel the other day, I was so pissed off, because I don't eat there all the time. But I was like, you know, why did the woke, you know, queer boy, gay boy, whatever you want to say, this whole group, this lesbian running it now, the DEI program, why do they have to just ruin everything? And they came up, ooh, coming up with this new gay sign. We're going out, we're going to make it a hillbilly Denny's that won the lottery inside. And it's like this stupid interior with white walls and roller pins on a poster board. And it's supposed to be this thing that now I saw earlier today, it was yesterday, they dropped the whole logo thing. They're going back to the old logo. And because they've got so much backlash and their shares are dropping so fast. And again, though, it's how this DEI protocol, me and Ted talked about in detail today. I said, think about it. What did Cracker Barrel, because Cracker Barrel's huge down here in Florida. I said, what did it always represent? It was an old timer, almost, you know, pioneer style living. You know, family comes in, sits on the front porch while they're waiting to get their table. Did it all the time. Went with my grandma all the time. You know, they go inside. They got all these old school antiques. Some of it's kind of cluttery, but that's the style. You know, you got the wood planking wall. They had the, you know, the checkerboard in front of the fireplace, the double barrel shotgun in front of it. It was an old pioneer. They'd have all these old photos, all the old tools. And that was what the style was. And see, they couldn't deal with that. They wanted to bring in their woke culture to remove that identity. That culture, that concept of having unity in your own identity. This is why they're trying to get away from people having any type of vehicles that are remotely good looking. It's like all these vehicles coming out. Chevy comes out with these cars, Toyota, Honda, they all are atrocious. They look like round marbles or like round, but they look like almost like jelly beans. There's no style to them. There's no status to them because they want everybody to have no identity. They want all the houses down here in Florida to all look as equally crappy. There's three specs you can pick from. They're 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. The subdivisions down here are atrocious. You go to every major city now, Orlando, Tampa, Jacksonville, Dallas, everywhere. Every single major element of architecture now looks like crap. There's no unit. There's no like uniqueness to it. There's no idea to it. It's just really pretty. It's everything's got the same rigid square look. It is idiotic to me. But again, that's about bringing in this is art. This is the new style. There's no, it's all dry. It's like soulless. There's no aspect to it where you're like, oh wow, that's really, really cool. They tell you this is the new architect. This is art. You look at it and go, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
You stuck pieces of sheet metal on the side of a parking garage and it looks like trash got stuck on the side of the wall. New York State, Austin, it's art. And I'm like,
oh yeah,
no, I know what trash looks like after a hurricane came through. That looks like trash stuck to the side of a wall. You don't get it. You're old school. I'm like, I'm not even old school. I just like cool concepts that don't all look the freaking same everywhere I go. I like to have some uniqueness. It's got to have some design to it, man. And
when you look at the timeline, a lot of things converged after World War II, and one of the things was the change, like you said, in architecture. Where buildings had some really seriously unique features to them, and there was pride. Now you've got you know, in the 60s, man, you could actually drive down the road of any city and you can tell which buildings were commercial, especially were crafted in the or built in the 60s. The same with art, like you mentioned. Okay. Don't tell me to attempt, you know, I've got to be enlightened to understand a pile of garbage in some art museum. It's garbage. It was garbage before. It's garbage now. Now, whatever happened to, you know, the old masters, the oil paintings of landscapes, the Hudson River School style landscapes where there was beauty within it. There's no beauty. So you look at all of this combined, and a lot of people don't get this. And I think a lot of younger people are, to their credit, are starting to understand that. And the cars too that you mentioned.
Yeah,
Jack Posobiec had on his social media page put up a picture of cars back in the 70s versus cars today. The sizes, the shapes, and the colors were all different. Today, not so much. So all of this combined is to take away our identities and to become nothing but shills for the globalist, satanic, pedo-worshipping monstrous. Go ahead, sir.
No, that's what it is, man. It's everything soulless now. It really is. Just the architects soulless. The vehicles are soulless. Businesses are all getting that just that dull vanilla look to them. You know, all these restaurants, you knew everything's just getting that look where there's no uniqueness to it. And it's exactly what you just said. The only way you can get an entire generation, an entire substrate of a generation, and this, you know, United States, is you got to take away unity. You got to take away pride and ownership. It's very, very important people understand that. When people don't have pride and ownership because their house looks like the other 500 houses identical in the neighborhood, when everybody's car looks exactly like everybody's neighbor's car in the entire area, when everybody has the same job at the same vanilla looking building, there's no pride and ownership anymore. Mentally and subconsciously, you look at yourself, well, I'm just doing my 9-to-5. I'm just going my way. I'm just doing my thing. And that's why they go so hard and trying to poison everybody's mind with young kids in high school and college and in high middle school is they put them to this indoctrination camp that we call public school, and they poise them for the future with this carrot on a stick. Hey, when you get to high school, you're going to go to college and you're going to get some useless degree. Now, some schools, now some degrees are very important. I mean, you got a law school, you go different types of stuff. That can be very important as far as, because it's, you know, it's a licensed degree. But now majority of these kids are getting these just, I don't even know what they are. I mean, gender studies, like that's, whoo, yeah, you're going to win big with that one, brother. And so they tell these kids, well, you can do this. Well, you'll take on the student loan debt, but then you get a great paying job when you get out. You'll be able to pay the debt off and you get a mortgage. And what happens is they get the kids wrapped up at such a young age with so much debt and so much useless education. By the time they're at the age to actually do anything productive, to push back, to stand up, to say, no, I'm not going to go along with this, they're already so wrapped up in so much revolving debt, they can't afford to push back. So when they're at a business and the DEI program comes in there and go, oh, by the way, your transgender worker that's working with you, he's offended because you said him, and he is clearly a her now. Everybody knows this. He transitioned last week. You're being written up due to getting terminated. What happens to that guy? He's got a mortgage. He's got a car payment. He's got student loans. He's trying to pay for his kid's school. He's doing all these things. He can't push back. He doesn't have the ability to. That's why they've done this, and they sold everybody this lie of more debt, more debt, more debt, more debt. Now you got so much debt. Now we're going to saddle the unbelievably obnoxious, moronic concept of DEI that you have to accept. If most people were in the businesses and they already had the ability to do whatever they wanted to do, and they weren't saddled with a copious amount of debt because they were told these are all the things that are going to make you happy once you pay them off, with no chance of actually paying them off, it's all a lie, they'd be in businesses, they'd be companies, they'd be like, nah, I don't care. I don't care if Giorgio Papacito decides he wants to be Taylor Sweeney now or whatever girl he's trying to copy. Don't care. I'm calling him George because he's been right beside me for years being George, not Taylor. Oh, well, we're terminating you. Well, everybody else in the office building goes, yeah, we're not doing it either. That's really gay. That's really gay. This dude's gay, clearly gay. If he wants to be gay, he's cool gay. Don't care. But we're not going to start calling him different names and he, him, and sure. That's the concept of how they've enslaved and entrapped the entire population. And so that's why it's really important, man. You got to – I mean, isn't it crazy that you have to deal with taxes on taxes on taxes on taxes your entire life, yet they don't teach you a single course on finance or taxes in high school, nor do they require any of those in college universities unless they're basically an elective or you choose to do them in your major? Something you got to deal with your whole life.
That's by design.
Right, exactly, by design. So you don't question it. Oh, sign here on the dotted line. We'll give you another $25,000 this semester to pay for your school. It's fine. When you get out, you can pay it back. Well, nobody tells them that they defer the interest. They defer the note for 4 years. When the note hits, and now they're paying $1,000 a month at 5-7% interest, and they're paying a mortgage, and they're paying a car note, and they're actually trying to have some substrate of a life. God, this is really hard to pay all this debt off with all this revolving interest. Because remember, the money changers designed this in plan. They've done this for millennials. They're money users, usury. Now, I was talking to my buddies about it the other day. We talked about the show with Ted. I said the only time in recorded history you have God Almighty in flesh, Jesus Christ on earth, around everyone, the only people that could possibly manage to piss him off were the money changers. Yeah. Again, manipulating it. He sat down and braided a whip with them and flipped the tables. He sat down and braided a whip. That means he was contemplating it. It was not an impulsive anger. He sat there and probably talked to God Almighty about it. He contemplated it. He premeditated it. And he goes, I can't deal with these guys. They've taken this temple and they turned it into a den of thieves. This is the temple of God Almighty and Yahweh. And they're literally manipulating the money with unjust scales. And he threw them out. And shortly thereafter, they crucified him. There's a reason why the money changers and the lenders corrupt and control everything they touch, because that's what they do. They've always done this for all of time. That's why so many people get so frustrated. So be very cautious to all my friends on getting in useless debt that you don't need to get in at the time. Use wisdom. Use things if you want to go to college, like doing dual enrollment, getting high school credits and college credits at the same time while you're getting basically free tuition in college or the college level because the state's paying for it. Use the system in the way that benefits you the most, not the way they tell you you have to do it. Because there's always a way they tell you you've got
exactly
to do it this way. This, why do I have to do it that way? Well, it's because that's the way you do it. No, I don't like it that way. I want to do it a different way. That's always been my mindset my entire life growing up. This isn't the only way to do this. We can figure out a different option, and most likely there's always a different direction you can go and make different changes on things and continue to change it in the direction that's best for you and your family, not just the way they tell you to do it. Because let's be real. The same people that tell you you need to take on copious amounts of debt are the same people that told you the shot was safe and effective. Same groups. Who are you going to believe? Yeah. You know, I benefit nothing from this. I'm telling you what I've learned over the last 30 plus years of my life, being directly involved in things that I knew was good and I knew was bad. And I chose to go with the good now and stay away from the bad. So, yeah. This
Amen.
Is,
Amen, brother.
Fireside chat with you tonight, Doug.
I'll tell you what. No, and this is so great having Austin Brower. Eric the Tech, I sent you a graphic. To me, this represents so much more than the first blush. You've got to take a look and think about what we as a population and as a society have done. And this reflects our conversation is reflective of our conversation about Cracker Barrel and you know, about how things today are changing at the whim of the woke, as well as the whim of the Black Rocks and Vanguards and State Street. I mean, folks, if you're watching this on Rumble, if not, do me a favor, subscribe to us on Rumble, and like us if you know, hit the thumbs up or like if you like. But let's check this picture out. You know, the left versus right. McDonald's back in the day, McDonald's now, Pizza Hut. I mean, really?
Yeah.
There's your favorite, Cracker Barrel. Obviously, that's it's going to revert back or whatever. But Taco Bell, I mean, the institutional nature of this, it's almost like a North Korean / communist / Marxist Sino. It's just there's nothing there.
No.
And if I can add one more thing to the point you were talking about the taxes and not being taught about things. You know, even today, people don't realize that up until the 1980s, for example, when you got your Social Security card as a child or just maybe going to, you know, work, I guess now they give them to you the thought, or I mean,
when you're born,
right? I mean, you can't go by me, but take a look at mom, dad's, grandma, grandpa's, or even your own, depending on how old you are. And Social Security cards before the 80s had a phrase on the card. And you know what that phrase was, folks? I know, Austin, I know you know what the phrase was. The phrase, oops, I just want to get it right here. The phrase was not to be used for identification purposes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so did I get that right? Correct? Or not for identification. And that was removed sometime around the 80s, late 70s, early 80s. Now, about that, FDR, who is a leftist, Democrat, socialist moron, introduced the Social Security or FICA program. And I just want to give you these numbers because... Yeah, you guys, you need to hear this. First of all, the participation in the program would be supposedly completely voluntary, right, in FICA.
Yep.
You own a business? I know you do. Folks, or do you get a paycheck? Yeah, you like FICA? Participants initially would only have to pay 1% of the first $1,400 of their annual incomes.
Not no more.
No, now it's 7.65% on the first $90,000.
And it's up from that now. Now it's up to $150,000 now.
Or it's 100. Okay, that's right. Yeah.
And it keeps going up. Now I remember this, under Biden, they were talking about making it no cap. Didn't matter how much money you made, you paid 7% on your entire income every single year. So say you said somebody that was making, $500,000 a year, you're going to end up paying $35,000 in Social Security. They want the cap lifted because it's an entire Ponzi scheme. Ironically, you can get exempt from religious beliefs if you're Amish.
Yes.
I tried.
We know why.
I'm not going to lie. I tried.
Oh, my gosh. The
buddy. I was hanging out for a while. I was like, I'm part of your group now. Can I just not pay Social Security? They're like, Austin, you can't just say you're Amish and not pay. I'm like, but am I not Amish? They're like, bro, you got to get an elder and all this stuff to do. And I'm like,
you can put the hat on Ted and no.
I just got to get him to grow out a beard. I mean, because in the part that I had, the biggest part, they were very much on point with it. I said, I don't need the government to tell me how to save my money, nor do I need them to steal money out of my check every month or at the end of the year so they can save it for me in a slush fund that they empty out every year. It's completely and totally bankrupt. I'm like, how about I just invest my money my own way? How about we take the responsibility of the person and we leave it on them and we allow them to step out of it? How about I say, I'm okay? Because I think I didn't understand. If I sign off, I say, I'm not paying Social Security and I get no Social Security.
Yeah.
What's the downfall? Oh, the downfall is they're not going to steal my money for 40 years with zero interest on it and say, oh, by the way, Austin, you've been a good little peasant. Here's your $1,900 a month or $2,000 a month until you die. Oh, but if you die early, nobody gets any of the money. We keep it. I'm like, what? That doesn't even make sense. That's a horrible deal. I don't agree to this at all. Oh, sorry. You got enrolled in it when you were born and you're not Amish. I'm like, This deal keeps getting worse. This is downside to me.
One of the things too, this whole system, I did not know this, but back in the late 70s, Jimmy Carter was the president responsible for giving immigrants, both legal immigrants, those people that came to this country, as well as illegal aliens who reached the age of 65. He was responsible for the passage of an act that allowed those people who never paid a dime into Social Security to receive Social Security payments. And it was the left. It was the Democrats. They gave these, the Marxists, the Jimmy Carter. It began with Jimmy Carter. They gave the payments to them, even though they never paid a dime into it. And, of course, they also violated the original contract with FISA and such. But that blows my mind. I mean, imagine that. You come to a country, never paid a dime into the Social Security, and all of a sudden you're getting it.
It's a complete sham. And then now we've got the government coming in now and taking our funds and basically funneling them this open AI. I mean, I looked at that big, beautiful bill and the giant fiasco that thing is. The more I've looked at it, the worse it gets and the less I have to look at it, because I'm like, dude, we got so bamboozled on this once again, because part of it is this massive funding for AI data centers, and apparently part of the funding, it's only partial, but it also went for the Miller County, Utah data center that just got approved by Fibernet Mercury Delta to house what will be the world's largest data center, 1,100 acres. We're not even talking square feet anymore. It's 1,100 acre center, not the property, the center. That's 1.7 square miles, Doug, that we're subsidizing. 1.7 square miles. A building 1.7 square miles.
Sure would be a shame if something happened to it, like, you know, a fire. A fire.
How do you,
or a bomb.
How do you put something that big down? That's the size of most small cities.
Like, yeah, and you know, I said that, by the way, in jest for the feds listening.
I
have to
joke. Everything
that
we
otherwise.
Say here is a joke. Nothing can be taken seriously whatsoever.
No.
All for
But you think about that. I mean, you couldn't even destroy it with a fire. But if you think about that, that need for space. So what's in there? Obviously, they're servers, right? You don't call them mainframes anymore, right?
You're going to have servers. You're going to have cooling systems. You're going to have everything. I mean, 1.7 square miles, dude. I've been on a buddy's ranch. This 1,100 acres. I have a buddy that has right at 1,000 acres. And I used to go out to his ranch lot, cattle ranch. Hey, dude, we've been side by side all day, on and off, in and out, doing stuff. And I mean, it's just all the way out, all the way back, all the way out, all the way back. Then we're that way. And to think like that level of it, it's going to be a facility to house servers. You know, but it's for your safety and protection, Doug. You can't get mad at them. They're doing this to protect you. They always do it to save you, right?
Yes, of course. But look, I guess we end up using AI without our consent and sometimes without our knowledge.
Oh, yeah.
I know when I use certain browsers, you type in a question and there's an AI component to answering that question, right? Is that right?
Oh yeah. Yeah. That's all where it's going now. The thing about it is though, that doesn't make any sense to me. And where I keep reading it is how we've got to keep making it bigger and bigger. So that one in Utah, the 1,100 acres, that one's going to be for Google and Microsoft.
So, okay. So are we going to have competing acres?
I don't know. I'm curious about that. It's going to be a multi-site operation. So I got numerous facilities, I guess, that are all interconnected that share each other's power. Because you got to remember, when you're building a facility on this level, I mean, golly, the power grid system, the trunk lines, the cooling systems, the water channels. I mean, this thing is its entire, it's literally its own city. It's fully operational on its own. It's going to be basically, it won't be off the grid, but it'll be on its own grid. It'll be its own city.
And unplug the extension cord that leads to that building.
Boop.
I can't
even imagine just the diesel generator contract alone is going to be probably tens of millions of dollars. I mean, they're going to have those gigantic generators that are the size of, you know, freaking like RV motorhome semi trucks. They're gonna have dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of those backup generators.
And if you think about this, and think about this in the context of a world war, can you see a nuclear bomb causing an EMP that would take out our power infrastructure and cause a building like that to fail, even with with the redundant power redundant systems? I don't think that's going to happen.
No, but that's why I've told everybody. That's why when everybody runs this fear porn all the time and they're like, oh, we're going to have this giant nuclear conflict with Russia and we're going to swap nukes back and forth. I don't see that happening because the same banker boys that run Russia are the same ones that run the United States. And why are they going to disintegrate their own infrastructure that they spent trillions of dollars along with 5G systems over the last 5 years building? Now, they may do some false flags. They're known for that. The CIA is incredible at doing false flags.
Absolutely.
Everything they do is false. So they might do a dirty bomb somewhere, or they might set off a missile somewhere, say, oh, we've had a nuke strike, put it on the media. They give everybody the footage. They give everybody the content. They give everybody the backstory. You notice that, right? They don't take long to have an entire story already lined up for any event that occurs. They already have the people that did it, the weapons they did it with, the story behind it, the reason they did it, and what we need to do to defend against it or go after them. Almost every time something happens, there's all this context that's already been put together. Is that AI data logging it? Whoever happened, they're putting it all together. They're scrubbing everything, possibly. Is that the narrative that they've already put together to tell everyone that they need to believe? Possibly. But you do know one thing, with what they're building now, these AI data centers, it is very plausible that they can set anybody up for any situation now, run your data log the way they want it, and already have an individual lined up with an entire reasoning as the patsy for whatever situation occurs, and have everything in place and have basically a paper trail, digital paper trail to do it. That is something that's very disturbing about these AI centers like this.
And this is going to lead. I mentioned during yesterday's program, and folks, if you haven't listened to it or watched it, I kind of suggest it. If not, don't worry about it. But the surveillance apparatus that they require is look, they need the AI to assist in, well, all of what you said. Okay, the social credit score. I mean, think what happened with the Canadian truckers. Think of what happened with the J6ers. But think about this now, powered by something like AI that could sniff this out in a heartbeat. And man, I'll tell you what, you're going to be subjected to the system itself. Yeah, I agree.
Well, there's multiple places now that had been shutting down their contracts with Flock. With the Flock license plate cameras, the ones that now data log everything, record the body panels and identification places on the vehicle that may be a little different, trace the cameras, watch you around entire city. I haven't seen these cameras anywhere around my area yet. However, I'm sure they're to come. But like, city of Evanston shut it down because they said 19 cameras were deactivated because the city issued a notice to terminate the contract because essentially they were finding that the Flock and they failed to establish distinct permissions and protocols to ensure local compliance with running the pilot program with federal users. And this is something that I've talked about because I've got a real good friend's attorney in Tallahassee, and he said what they're doing now is law enforcement is using these Flock cameras for any type of illicit activity or criminal activity, anything that they want to look up now, because it records everything in real time. So what happens is it doesn't even matter if you committed a crime. They've surveilled every place you've gone, every person you've come in contact with, everything you've done, and then they can go in and data log it. They can go back, well, this person was here, this person was here, this person, all these license plates were here, put them under investigation now. Now we can get warrants to tap, wiretap them and do this. Nobody even has to commit a crime. But mind you, nobody to do anything. You just be mind your business every day, going to the gym and going to work. I'm doing my job. Oh, it doesn't matter. You get wrapped up in an investigation. They start investigating. You knock on your door. Mr. Bro, we got you recorded 10 times going to this location.
Yep.
Why? What did I do illegal? Well, we're just asking some questions. My attorney's not present. I don't recall anything. I can't speak to you unless he's present. That's it. That's all you say at that point. Because I'm telling you right now, this is going to escalate. And now I found out, I covered on the show the other day, Flock contracts, they've now are working with contracts with database centers that can do in, that basically go in and sell information like surveillance or with private investigation like you do.
Yes.
So they're actually gonna sell it. So
yes.
You want to go and say, hey, I need a $100 subscription. I'm putting my license plate in. This is the plate I don't want to read. Boom. Brrr. Full spreadsheet down the line for the last 30 days, every single place that license plate has been.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have that. Well, yeah, okay, we've got that capability, all right? Yeah. But it's not exactly like that, but it's very similar.
Wait till the AI centers all kick in.
Right. But you have to be right now. You've got to submit all sorts of credentials and, you know, you've got to be approved. And then, but we've got that ability. Hey, little bit of tidbit information for you. Facial recognition cameras are of course, ubiquitous. But if you want to really screw with them, there's not much you can do except. I'm going to give you a little hint. Maybe take a little bit of chewing gum, or absent of that, maybe a Kleenex. I don't know. And put it between your upper lip and your teeth. That's all. Now, don't make it look clownish. Just change the contour of that area right here. If you're worried about facial recognition cameras, just
That's interesting. That must be a big point that they analyze.
I'm looking for the feds to come busting my door down now.
Now, this worked too. Back in my older days, I don't do this anymore. What if I get some like red man that had a big old wad of chaw in my jaw right here? Would that do it, or is it just the upper lip?
To be safe, use it only on your upper lip.
I was just curious. That was being a joke. I don't dip anymore. I don't use nicotine products. Don't come at me with that. I've done my best on that, so stay off me on that.
But yeah, I'm telling you, well, I can't tell you more than that, except if you really are concerned about it, that it works now somewhat. Will it work next week? I don't know, but I'm telling you what to do.
Well, wait, one thing, though, about the
don't
data
ask
centers.
Me how I know.
I'm not going to go anymore on this topic. We're like, all right, I'm done. I don't need to talk to anybody else tonight. One of the things I did find out, though, is like the big contract shipping companies that we have, like UPS and DHL. This is good for you guys, all my listeners and customers. They're actually going to be using some of this AI data in order to provide the fastest, most efficient shipping routes and transfer routes on an ongoing updated basis based off everything between weather problems, which you guys know is an issue with UPS sometimes, and also to other types of transit times. They have very good logistics already. They're incredible. However, there's a lot of moving parts, especially with flights and everything else. DHL is amazing. All of our customers that are out of country, they use DHL Express that we have on the website for a super good price. I mean, I got something in Australia the other day in 4 days. A good customer over there.
Amazing.
So the only updated, I guess you could say, the silver lining of AI data centers, you want your collagen and you want a next day air, we can do that for you. And the AI algorithm is going to make sure UPS has it to you next day so you can keep your joints strong. That's my only positive. I guess I could spend this right now for a body.
Well, it's a good positive for us at the moment. As we kind of wrap up, I can't believe how quickly the program went. It was a great conversation with Austin Brower. Folks, make sure you listen to Ted and Austin Brower every morning, replay in the afternoon. It's really an hour of information consolidated. It's probably 3 hours of information consolidated down to an hour. I don't know how they get through it that fast. It's not me, but they do it and you learn a lot. But here's the big deal. Go to teamhealthmasters.com and for a very limited time, so do it tonight, do it tomorrow, order your products that you need, including the sale item, which is not, does not have the HR5 capability, but order all of the products you need. And may I suggest you order more than one? And if you're looking to gift others, birthday, whatever, what a perfect gift. And if I might say so myself, if you have kids, the gummies, the chewables, whatever you call them, not gummies, I guess that has a different connotation.
Multiple chewable. They taste like sweet tarts. I don't have the gummies anymore. I used to carry the gummies, but they stopped making them for me and they became increasingly more difficult to produce.
They're the harder shell, right?
Correct. They're like a sweet tart is what they look like and they taste like.
Okay. All right. Highly recommended for children because, you can tell how long, I still call them gummies, but you will see, I believe, a marked difference in when they go to school coming up. Okay. I'm telling you right now, less sickness.
Yep.
And more mental clarity. And they're not going to make you sick when they come home. So, but all the products, are fantastic. TeamHealthMasters.com.
We got the vitamin C powder's really good right now, especially we're coming into the fall season. I know kids are going to be getting sick from school and all the other stuff they do because kids are nasty sometimes what they do. Pick the boogers
How many scoops of that do you take a day?
The vitamin C powder, that's what's beautiful about the vitamin C powder is, like adults, Ted takes like 6 grams a day, which is like 2.5 scoops. I usually take 1 scoop a day. Sometimes I'll take 2 if I'm feeling a little under the weather. You can break it down, though. So if you only want to have it's like 2,600 milligrams per scoop. So you can break it down and do like half a scoop twice a day, whatever your needs are. But that's the beauty of it, too. If you want to give it to kids, like my son Stetson, he's 16 months old right now, 17 months old.
Yeah, he's getting runny nose. Right now? Wow.
He's growing fast, man. I'll send you a video later on. He's He's something different. He is a hurricane. So I'm going to have fun with him. He is a 2.0 version of me. So I've got my hands full with him. He's healthy. He's so stinking healthy. All he wants to do is eat eggs and milk all the time. He's growing like a weed. His mental acuity of what he wants to do and get into is like nonstop all the time. But with like him, you know, because you're young, we'll throw like a little bit of scoop in like his sippy cup and a little bit of vitamin C powder and sometimes a real low dose of magnesium. You don't want to give him too much magnesium brain food at a young age. So give him diarrhea, make their stool loose. Same with vitamin C. So you got to use a real, real low dose because, I mean, 2 grams of vitamin C to a, you know, a 16-month-old, that's like, you know, 20 grams, you know, to adult. It's going to blow your bowels out. So don't do that to them or don't call me after you do it and tell me you're upset. They'll be fine. They won't hurt them. I don't like diapers. Yeah, right now.
A little bit of a messy situation there. But I'll tell you what, you cannot find any better health supplements than that. I'll close on a happy note, unrelated to health. Did you see where the ODNI, DOJ, but really from the executive branch, from President Trump, suggesting a RICO investigation of George and Alexander Soros. Have you seen that?
I have not seen that yet. That would be absolutely amazing. I mean, I don't know if it'll go anywhere, but that's a big deal. I mean, the level of involvement, manipulation with the markets and everything they've done, and especially the illegal immigration they've directly funded. I mean, I don't think it'd be hard to reach for a RICO Act at all on that.
No, not at all. And I knew about that and didn't want to say anything this past weekend. Of course, if you listen to yesterday, it'll make sense. And then I happened to see something, I think it was on social media that came out. And the crimes they have committed are extensive and would fall under RICO without any doubt whatsoever. And that could pull in people like Huma Abedin as well as Hillary Clinton as co-defendants or even independent defendants. But then again, you've got the grand juries. I've got to say this. If you're litigating anything within the Beltway or New York City or whatever, good luck. But that's good news nonetheless, Austin Brower. We've got about 3 minutes left. You take the 3 minutes and take us out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like I said, we'll see what happens with that. I don't know. We'll see if it goes somewhere. Just like the whole, that when they did the whole switcheroo with the Epstein files and everybody was calling them out every single day. And then they come out and said, oh, by the way, Obama was involved in all this illicit behavior with the Russia hoax. Like, they're never going to indict Obama. They're never going to do anything about it. It was all fodder to get everybody off the topic of Epstein, and it did a fantastic job. They switched it in a few hours, and after 4 or 5 days, switched it, boom, done, flip. Nobody talks about Epstein files. Nobody talks about the perverts that was involved with him. Nothing. And now we got Maxwell. I saw nothing. I knew nothing. There is no list. Few people got massages. That was it. I'm like, dude, what? Like, it's a bunch of stupid. It's just stupid.
Or there's nobody underage. Yeah. If you've got a half a day, folks, I would.
just be prepared. You're going to be notably pissed off when you get done watching it or reading it. Straight up coming out with bolt BS. And throwing it at you and telling you it's caviar. Like, oh, you should eat this. It tastes great. Like, no, that's cow dung. No, it's caviar. You should really try it. Like, I'm not eating it. It's crap. But they, of course, this is the way they spin the narrative because the victors write the history books, and this is how they're going to spin it. This is how they're going to spin on AI, too. Remember this, because AI is running everything. Search algorithms down, search engines. This is how they'll spin it. This is proven to be false. Last Maxwell testimony proved this is all false. There's no list. There's no book. There's no nothing. And that's nauseating. All you can do is focus on yourself, your health, your family, your friends, your businesses. The best you can do to keep everybody safe, especially your kids. I can't reiterate that anymore. Keep away from the AI toys. Keep away from social media as long as you can. Even keep away from screen time if it's not a necessity or being used as a tool. Like, oh, you got your homework done. You watch 30 minutes of this, because I get it. A lot of people use it, but unfettered screen time has been directly shown to cause significant amount of behavioral problems and cognitive problems later on in the future. It's the kids weren't designed to be exposed to stuff at this level, guys. Their brains can't comprehend it, nor can they compartmentalize it correctly yet. They're not designed to. I mean, heck, most adults can't even handle the stuff that you're seeing at such a fast scale. Nobody has an attention span anymore. Everybody forgets about what they saw on the last show 30 minutes ago. They can't remember what you talked about the day before. So eat your eggs, take your protein, hit your ultimate multiple powder, keep your doggone joints strong, keep hitting the weight, staying healthy, and keep those things lubricated with the collagen, and keep your family healthy and train them up properly and teach them the truth the best you can, because we're the last of a dying breed in this country, and we can't give up without a very significant fight. If you train your kids right, they'll train their kids up right. If you stay on top of them, they might train their kids right. But all we can do is what we can do in this generation right now, the best we possibly can. And that's one thing we can do is keep our health strong. So hope you guys enjoyed the show tonight. I'll be back on with you, Team Health Masters. I'll be back on in the morning. But collagen, product of the week, 35% off. You want it. I'm stacked up on it. Give it a shot and let me know what you think about it, Doug.
I'm going to tell you what. That is, and I'm glad that is the